Blog Talk Radio.
All right. You there, Rob? There you go. Hey, Colin. There's no easy way out. No, sir, there's not. Today, on Political Cage Match, we are going to be ranking the candidates for both in the primaries, Republican and Democratic. We'll start with the Democrat Party, I assume, since there are less candidates. Do you want to start us off, Rob? Or?
Sure, I can start us off. Yeah, there's only six candidates. Our list is mostly potentials, and ones that have declared. There's actually one of these guys declared today, Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island. He declared today. So we're going to count down. There's six. We're going to go from six to one. And my number six is Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland.
Who okay. You got over? I have Chafee.
Yeah, Lincoln Chafee. Okay. Well, Governor O'Malley, he was the governor of Maryland, and I'm going to give a list of, you know, why they might have hurdles. This guy first has no name recognition. Have you ever heard of O'Malley?
Not until today, no.
He had an affair. That was the only thing I could find for him that was a hurdle. Apparently that's pretty common with Democrats. They're having affairs or pictures of their junk or something. But so that wouldn't automatically exclude them. And you have Lincoln Chafee.
Yep.
Lincoln Chafee was my number five.
Yep. And I had O'Malley as number five, so you just pretty much have them.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So six and five. Yep. He was originally a Republican. And then he turned independent, and he turned Democrat. So,
all right.
I think he's managed to offend
all over the place.
He's managed to offend everybody. The Democrats like him because as an independent, he always caucused with them. But yeah, again, no name recognition. Who do you got at number four, Gruber?
I have Webb.
Yeah, Jim Webb. I have Jim Webb at four, too. He was a U.S. senator from Virginia. He stepped down after one term, and that's not
very common.
it's not even that. It's not showing a lot of initiative to be president. You know, he stepped down after one term as senator. You know, 6 years.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be his biggest issue. People do know him, but. Yeah, I think that's going to be his big issue. At three, I've got Vice President Joe Biden.
I have you, too, Rob.
What, you have who? Biden as well. Okay.
Yep.
Well, other than the fact that he says, like, stupid things, like former President George Bush, he had some scandals with plagiarism. One time he says the dumbest things. One time he was they were honoring some guy, and he was in a wheelchair, and he's like, all right, stand up to the guy that is in the wheelchair, and he's like, oh my gosh, you know, that's the kind of stuff he does. He always does dumb things at the wrong time. So,
yep.
I think that a lot of people have a poor opinion of him on that. All right, who do you got at number two?
I have Sanders because I have heard a lot of people like him, such as yourself and my mom, and I just don't think he has a lot of name recognition yet until the debate.
Yeah, I think his problem is going to be money more than name recognition. I think people do know him. He's an independent from Vermont for people who don't know, but he's running as a Democrat. I think his problem is going to be money. I mean,
yeah.
Our number one has more a lot more money than he does.
Yep.
And
yeah.
You know, he did come out. There was this rape essay that came out when he was I think he was in college. It was like a rape essay where, you know, it was like kind of a dark piece, you know. It was written as a devil's advocate kind of thing, but he's taking a lot of heat for it right now.
Yeah.
So, all right, who do you got number one? This is pretty simple. I think everybody
yeah.
knows who it is.
Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary is my number one too. I could, you know, obviously she's not my number one choice, but I think she's the number one most likely for Democrats. Obviously she's been the number one obviously probably for the last 4 years, even before. You
yeah.
know? And
excuse
yeah,
me.
That's okay. Her problem is going to be obviously the donations to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh yeah, that's
going
to be hard to beat, Rob.
Yeah, that's they're grilling her on that a lot, and the emails, the emails that she sent through her private email address, and Benghazi still keeps rearing its head amongst conservatives.
All right, keep going. Sorry,
that's okay. So what do you think out of those two? If we're talking one and two, what do you think Hillary's chances of winning the presidency is?
I honestly
give a percentage.
I mean, because in 2008 they were saying Hillary the whole time,
right?
Right?
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
So I would say 40-60 maybe.
40-60, okay.
Yeah, for Hillary.
Okay. Okay, and what about Bernie Sanders? Like, as far
yeah,
as
that's what I was saying. Yeah, 40
okay.
for if Sanders get the nomination and 60
yeah.
for Hillary.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably a little bit. I'd say it's probably more like 80-20.
Yeah,
I think she's the nominee. Obviously, it's who she's going up against, and I know we're going to get on that soon. So let's get to the Republican Party, right? This is
yeah.
where all the fun because the Democrats. Not a lot of drama there, isn't there?
No.
Who do you got at number 20?
Pataki, or however you say his name, Pataki.
Pataki?
Yeah,
Pataki. Yeah, that was the governor of New York. 20, I have Mark Everson.
Okay.
Again, no
I have him at 18, so.
Okay. Again, no name recognition with him, but he was in charge of the IRS, which is really popular with conservatives. So I don't think his campaign's going anywhere, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Who do you got at 19?
Graham.
Lindsey Graham?
Yep.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of his with your page charging.
Oh yeah.
Lindsey Graham with treason. Yeah, I know.
And
yeah,
big
I'm
stuff
a
every day.
Either.
And he's not going to pick up any youth votes at all.
No, I think you're right.
That's the reason.
I think yeah, he's gonna get the base, but I don't think he's gonna extend past the base.
Yeah.
At 19, I've got Ehrlich from Maryland. He's a former governor too.
I got him at 14. So.
14. Yeah. He got in trouble for robocalls. He sent his campaign. Obviously, his hands were clean of this, but his campaign. Someone in his campaign sent out robocalls to all African Americans saying they didn't need to vote because you know, the Democratic candidate had already won.
Yeah.
So he robocalled you know, all their houses on election day saying, "Oh yeah, you don't need to go in; it's already done."
So pretty much
so
cheated.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously he doesn't have his fingerprints on it, but
yeah.
that's going to come up if he can get past the fact that. Nobody knows who the heck he is, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, who do you got at 18?
Everson.
Everson, okay. We already discussed him. I've
yeah.
got Jim Gilmore.
All right, I have him at 17, so.
Okay, so we're pretty close. I think Lindsey Graham is our big difference here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he his big thing is he said he... said he worked for veterans, but it was really a front for lobbyists and had nothing to do with
yeah.
So I think that's the story that's going to come up. They all have their own individual stories. Some people I couldn't find anything on, but that was the big thing for him. All right, at 17, I have Carly Fiorino.
Me too.
Okay. Well, she was the CEO of HP.
Yep.
And she's famous for firing 18,000 people and saying the biggest mistake was not doing it sooner.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to hound her through
double.
Yeah, you're trying to get somebody who's going to create jobs, and she's
the
anti that. All right, it's 16. I have Kasich.
I have Florina.
Yeah, Florina. Okay. Let's see. Kasich was the governor of Ohio.
I have him at 10. So.
I'm sorry.
I have him at 10.
Oh, you have him at 10. Okay.
Yep.
His campaign manager accessed some of his opponent's data illegally and kind of a la Watergate. And obviously, again, they always keep their hands clean, but that's going to come up, I believe. 15, I got Peter King.
I have Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump. All right. Well, Peter King, he...
I have King at 11, so...
At 11? Okay, yeah. Well, like I said, these guys are all fringe people.
Yeah.
A lot of times, if I didn't hear the name, I think I downgraded them a lot more than you did. That's probably why our lists are a little different. But he funneled $3 million of tax money to one of his biggest donors to make manhole covers that were...
to try to get more donations towards him, whatnot?
This was after the fact.
Okay.
You know, after he donated, he spent $3 million in changing all the manhole covers to make sure that they were safe.
Okay.
So, I know you're a big fan of things like that.
Yeah, you know that, bro.
Number 14, I have George Pataki. You had him at 20, right?
You're like, yep.
Yeah, George Pataki. He was the reason he's going to have problems with Republicans is that he's a moderate. He's for gun control and abortion rights, which
So that's a big no.
Which is right.
Yeah.
It's totally against most of the platform, so he doesn't have a prayer. I've got 13. I've got Bobby Jindal. Who do you have?
Perry.
Rick Perry. Okay.
Yep.
Jindal, his wife Charity received millions from oil and large corporations. So again, if they want to go after Hillary for the Clinton Foundation, then
that's a big what's the word?
Then Jindal probably can't be their man. But I mean, hypocrisy isn't.
That's a big hypocrisy. That's the word I was looking for.
That's a big problem, and it always has been. All right, number 12, who do you got?
Carson.
Yeah, Ben Carson, that's who I have, too. He had problems with plagiarism, too. There's a lot of plagiarism claims. You'll hear a few more times. But he's hardcore. He's hardcore religious Christian.
Neocon.
And, he's famous for saying, you know, that being gay is a choice because a lot of people go into prison not being gay but come out being gay.
You would know all about that, right?
No, not
that. I'm just teasing you, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like I said, he's going to take some heat from that. Who do you got at 11?
King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the manhole guy. I've got Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania. He's got a little bit of name recognition, but most of it is for being crazy. Again, another hardcore religious
neocon.
Yeah, and he was voted the king of earmarks and the most corrupt senator for 2 years in a row. So, so that'll probably hound him. Who you got at number 10?
Kashish.
Okay, Kasich. All right. And
yeah,
I've got
Kasich,
Donald
sorry.
Trump. That's okay. Yeah, some of these people I've never heard of either. Don't
yeah.
Worry. You know, if I hadn't researched some of these guys, I wouldn't have known either, and I know quite a bit about, you know, about who's who. All right, well, Donald Trump, you know, he says he's a businessman, and, you know, he went bankrupt twice. Twice, I don't think people would listen to me. He also started this college for like $35,000 where he'd teach you how to sell real estate and basically rip people off.
Would you end bankrupt? Did you end bankrupt? That was pretty good. We're going to it. Cool.
But he, you know, so maybe he thinks his hair will pull him through. I don't know. But
yeah.
Number 9, who do you have?
Jindal?
Yeah. We're pretty close on that one. I've got Rick Perry from Texas. Again, he's got name recognition. That's the only reason he placed a little bit higher for me, I think.
All right.
But yeah, he had a pretty bad scandal with abuse of power where he tried to get rid of one of the district attorneys because he didn't like their politics and basically cut off all their funding. So it actually went to court and. I don't think it's done yet, but you know he's had some big abuse of power allegations out there, so I think that'll hound him too. All right, number 8. Who do you have for number 8?
Huckabee.
Okay, Huckabee. Another heavy duty Christian. I've got Ted Cruz, one of your buddies.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was born Canadian. I don't think that's going to be a problem, but
yeah,
he voted 50 times to stop Obamacare, and then when his wife lost her job at Goldman Sachs, or she quit her job so she could join him on the campaign trail, he went up and signed for what do you think he signed up for?
Obamacare,
exactly.
I like him for his other stuff, though.
Yeah, well, not for his. What do you think about what he said about Tom Brady being framed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't like that one. Who do you got at 7?
Walker.
Okay. Now we're getting into it. I got Chris Christie.
I have him at 6. So.
So we're getting into it.
Yeah.
And his big thing is Bridgegate, which, you know what I mean, is not that big a deal. It is an abuse of power if he did it. But, you know, people are giving him a pass on that. It's funny how people give him a pass on, you know, Bridgegate, that he didn't know what was going on, but apparently Obama knows what's going on in a office in Cincinnati that he's not even in the same state.
Yeah.
But so Bridgegate, I'll give him a pass on that. But the thing that the Republicans won't give him a pass on was all the Obama love after the hurricane.
Yeah.
You know, people are still mad about that. I still see it in chat rooms and stuff like that, people posting. You know, I guess he just wanted him to spit on the president after he came by and, you know, made sure.
Yeah.
Everything was okay, but plus he's also a hothead.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
Who do you have at 6?
6.
Got Lindsey Graham, again solely because of name recognition. You know, people know him. Lindsey Graham. I know he's one of your favorites. Sorry to post him not number 1. No, but you know, obviously he's a war hawk and
exactly
supports the NSA and
that's not going to go well with youth at all. So.
Right, but, you know, as far as for primaries, his biggest thing is going to be he's for comprehensive immigration reform, and that's going to be his big downfall. You know, the Republicans say they want to be inclusive,
right.
but when it comes to immigration, they don't want to include anybody apparently. All right, under number five, who do you got?
Santorum.
Santorum. I've got Marco Rubio.
All right, I have him at four. Rubio at four.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna be a lot closer when we get down to it. He didn't have a lot of. He doesn't really have a lot of baggage. He hasn't been a senator for too terribly long. So, but you know, he didn't report some personal expenses to the IRS. You know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But he lied on how his parents immigrated. He said they came over to escape Castro, and that wasn't true. They just came over.
Yeah. Rubio, so, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Rubio. Yeah. So, I mean, not a terrible scandal, but it'll come up.
Yeah.
Who do you have at four?
Bush. No, Rubio. Rubio, sorry.
Yeah, Rubio at four. Okay. Yeah, I've got Huckabee.
Okay.
You know, again, nothing too major. He pushed for the release of a rapist who, when he released, murdered somebody. You know, that's the worst I could find on him. I mean, yeah, from what I've seen, other than his, you know, his hardcore religious beliefs and stuff like that, I think, you know, I think that'll play well for the base. That's why I put him up at four. I think he did well. I think he won the straw poll in 2012.
Yeah, but those don't really mean anything.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
But I think he did end up winning the straw poll. So, all right. So number three, you're going to love this, who I have at number three.
Paul.
I got Rand Paul, yeah. Who do you have at three?
Bush.
Bush?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I think Paul's going to have a tough time, I know we've discussed Rand Paul a lot.
Yeah, I know we have.
Obviously, anybody who's against the military, not against the military, but military spending and going into war and stuff like that, he's not going out there saying he doesn't like the troops. He just doesn't like war. Obviously, the Patriot Act, I think, a lot of people that turned some people off against him. There's some plagiarism stuff that came up in some speeches. Again, he tried to end citizenship for kids of illegals, which is actually a constitutional amendment. But I think that'll actually make him more popular with the base on that last one. But I don't think he can overcome the military, and when we get to your number one, I know who yours number one, and we'll discuss why you think that's all wrong.
All right.
Number two, I got Scott Walker. Who do you have?
I have Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Okay. All right. Let's see. Scott Walker. You know, famous for being a union buster. I like what they did. You know,
they outlived their purpose, man.
I think you're right. I think it's devolved into, and it's liberal. You know, I do disagree with some of them on this, but I think it's what it's devolved to is that the unions have kind of like they're now just protecting lazy people and people who are troublemaker who want to cause trouble.
And it's more of a government thing now too.
But, you know, if you're going to go after unions, don't go after teachers. You know, and that's what he did. He went after teachers. You know, go after the steel workers. Go after the electrical workers. Don't go after
teachers. After the teachers union.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. He went after the teachers union. It's, you know, that's not the union to go after. Obviously, teachers have a hard time. They have a tough job, and they don't get paid anything, partly for it. So you know, that's my big beef with him. You know, not necessarily the unions. Maybe it's just because, why go after the teachers' unions, you know, and he also made this joke that said, you know, a woman was trying to make up welfare, so she wants to sign up her dog because the dogs were mixed in color, unemployed and lazy, didn't speak English, and didn't know who their dad was. The dogs get their checks Friday.
What?
That was the joke he sent out. Do you believe it? Yeah. So, I don't know if that'll come up. That is not good for me. All right, number one for me is Jeb Bush. Obviously, I don't agree with. I don't want him to be number one, but I think that's eventually what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, he has a bribery scandal where he bribed these Nigerian officials, so one of his companies could sell water pumps in Africa. And obviously, all the brother issues too, but yeah, I think he's gonna have trouble against that, and he seems to want to refuse to say the Iraq war was a mistake.
Just like his brother.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, he's got a blind spot for that. I mean, you got him, you got his other brother Neil, who was all part of the SNL scandal. You know, I don't trust the Bushes at all. I mean, the dad was okay. So why do you think Ranch should be number one here? I know that's your big thing. What do you think he's going to be number one? Which is what we're talking about, not why they should be number one.
All right, number one is Rand.
Right.
Why do I think?
Yeah, why do you think he's going to actually be number one? Not why should he be number one? I know why you should.
Because if the Republicans want any chance at all, he has to be. I'm going to tell you right now, nobody my age is going to vote for Bush. No one.
Right.
If they want to have any chance at all of winning against the Democrats, they have to nominate someone completely different from anybody that they've had of us growing up. Because we've seen it with Bush growing up, all the crap, Iraq, financial, the mortgage crisis, Afghanistan, everything.
Right, absolutely.
We've seen it all.
Right. Do you think the Republicans are actually going to learn their lesson?
That's the big thing. I don't know. But that's, I mean, if it really just depends, Rob. Honestly, I think if we get out and vote, yes. If people actually listen to him, yes. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. If they nominate Jeb, they're done. They're done.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And Rand is polling better than any other candidate right now.
Exactly, but it was Ron, and they just threw him out too.
Yeah, but I think the youth were a little bit more behind Ron than they are Rand.
I know.
But like I said, I think eventually. I mean, I don't think the Republicans are going to be able to put him out there, even though I think he's got the best shot. And
yeah,
I'm going to vote for him in the primary because we got an open primary. I'm going to vote for him because he's the best Republican candidate.
Exactly.
That lines up with my personal.
Yeah, and if he doesn't get it, Rob, I'm going to tell you this right now. They will lose.
Yep, I think you're right.
If they don't put Rand, they will lose. I'll bet at least $500, dude. Honest to God.
Well, and they never learn their lesson, though. They never learn their lesson.
We'll see.
They always say they're going to be inclusive, and they're never inclusive. The first thing they do, they cut immigration. You know, they say they want to reach out to immigrants, or not immigrants.
Go ahead for your last in. You got it.
And they mess it up every time. So
I know. I agree with you.
Change, right?
Yep.
All right, guys. I think that's about it.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.